So there's a rule in business, and if you follow it, you will get better results. You will grow faster, you will make more money, and you will be able to achieve financial freedom or whatever your goal is in business much faster. Today's video is centered around this goal. Well, the rule is kind of the goal, if that makes sense. The video today is centered around the rule. It's something that I've learned after 5 years in business, and I wish I had learned it earlier on. Because knowing it now allows me to leverage this rule and make me lots of money. You might be wondering who I am. My name is Charlie Morgan. Welcome to the channel. I've got two businesses, a marketing agency that I'm currently in the process of selling. It's a seven-figure agency. And I have a coaching business called Imperium Agency that helps agency owners acquire clients. Don't worry, there's no course in the description or anything. I only work with experienced agency owners who are struggling with client acquisition, so don't worry about that. And Imperium Agency is a multi-seven-figure coaching business. It's been a while since we made multi-six. So this rule, I'm going to share it with you because I kind of was reluctant to make this video because it's a pretty harsh one and it's not what people want to hear. But I'm in the business of telling the truth. When I work with clients, I always aim to not tell them what they want to hear, but tell them what they need to hear. And this rule is not something you're going to want to hear. It's not a pretty thing. It's not a rule that you're going to want to follow. And it's not something that you're going to find particularly, what's the word? So I'm just adjusting my camera here. Not particularly like enjoying to understand and hear, but let's talk about it. So you have to realize it doesn't matter what you want. It only matters what the market wants. It doesn't matter what you need. Only what the market needs. And it doesn't matter what you desire, only what the market desires. The only way for you to get what you need, want, and desire is to give the market what it needs, wants, and desires. You cannot put yourself first in business. It is never about you. I learned this the hard way because I tried to start my first few businesses about me and for me. But if you're starting a business for yourself, then you're doomed to fail. The most successful businesses, the ones that grow the fastest, are the ones that are born out of passion for helping people and solving problems for people that the entrepreneur cares about. I see this a lot where people go into business because they want to start making $10,000 a month. The market does not care that you want to make $10,000 a month. The market only cares about the market. And in case you're wondering what the market is, it's a blanket term for your niche and all the businesses comprised of that niche and the psychology of that niche, and like how businesses operate that you're potentially working with and your competitors and everything. But the market is like, it's like Mother Nature. It's what nature is to a plant, right? So business is to the market what a plant is to nature in general. Nature doesn't care about the needs of the plant, right? Nature doesn't give two shits about like the species. It doesn't care. It only cares about itself, and it's selfish. And the only way for you to get what you want is to give it what it wants. So how does this work in business, and how do we have some practical examples of this? A lot of people want to start a marketing agency, and they want to basically have no risk. They want to start working with clients, charging high retainers with little to no risk on their end, and they want a business that they can just sort of charge like a couple grand a month without having to guarantee anything. That's what the agency owner wants, but that's no longer what the market wants. And so if you're stuck selling retainers with no guarantee, then you're not going to get business because you're doing business and you're basically trying to grow your business from your perspective, not the market's perspective. And it's like, it's a huge trap because all you have to do is invert the need, sort of, what do you call it? You have to sort of invert the needs. So if you want, you know what you need, you know what you want, you know what you desire. But the only way for you to get that is to give the market what it wants, needs, and desires. So you have to invert it and recognize that really what the market wants is what you should want, because your goal is like it's going to be a byproduct of you satisfying the market. So if you want $10,000 a month, or if you want $100,000 a month, or if you want to do this, you need to provide value to the beast that is the market. And it's a very hungry beast. And as soon as you stop providing value, it will kill you. And also it changes a lot. So you might be adding value in your current state, and then suddenly the market can shift like that, and then everyone can be wiped out. And if you don't adapt, you will die, regardless of how much value you've added previously. And you've only got to look at COVID to realize that that's true. And so, like I've learned this. So like, you have to sort of realize when you're doing outreach and sales and offers and service delivery and onboarding, it's never about what it should. You should never ever try and grow your business in accordance to what is easiest for you. Never. You should always grow your business to suit the market. Now, a way to look at this is to recognize that there's the market up here and there's you down here. If you want to achieve your goal, you must meet the market's needs, because the market will not meet your needs. The market doesn't come down to your level and say, hey, here's what you need, go for it. Now, the market will sit here and it doesn't give two shits about you. It really doesn't care about you. You've got to realize that, like, when you start a business, you are nothing, you don't matter. The only time you matter to the market is when you give the market what it needs. And that's a very bitter pill for people to swallow, because we live in the world of ego and we live in the world of sensitivity. And you can't go into business for yourself. If you go into business for your own gain, which sounds paradoxical, because obviously I'm in business for my own gain, I want to make money, but I recognize that the only way that I make money is by helping the market make money. And so all of my attention and effort is geared towards helping my clients. And I know that in turn, as a byproduct, I will be taken care of. It's kind of like, if you take care of the market will take care of you. But you don't, like, if you want to be taken care of, you kind of don't have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of the market, and then the market sort of reciprocates that. So it's very altruistic. It's very reciprocal. But it's only reciprocal and altruistic if you actually give it what it wants. So we have the market and then we have you, and you have to go to meet the market. The market won't meet you. It's kind of like people that are like, oh, I kind of don't want to do sales calls, so I'm going to like just use a landing page instead. It's like the problem with that statement is the word I and don't like. It doesn't matter what you like and don't like. It doesn't matter what you're good and bad at. It doesn't matter what you love. It doesn't matter what you hate. It doesn't matter if you want to do something a certain way. It doesn't matter if you need to do something a certain way. If the market doesn't accord to your wants and needs, then you will be fucked. So if you don't want, so like I see this all the time with people who are like, oh yeah, I just don't want to do cold emails because I just think they're a bit spammy. It just doesn't fucking matter. It does not matter what you think and what you want and how you think things should go. It only matters what the market thinks and wants and how it thinks things should go. And you should always stay attuned to the heartbeat of the market, because if you can have your finger on that pulse and you can know what it wants all the time, then it will give you what you want. Another example of this is YouTube. I've always found that when I make YouTube videos, the ones that do the best are the ones that the market wants, right? So if I make a YouTube video, I could one day make a video. It could be all about my ego, and I could sit here and just talk about myself, and you know, but it's not about me. It's about you. YouTube is not about the YouTuber. It's about the viewer. And the way the YouTuber grows is by basically giving the viewer what the viewer wants, and the viewer will take care of the YouTuber provided its needs are met. So you only have to really look in nature to know that this is true. So let's say, for example, like nature, the market is like nature. What I mean by that is it sets the conditions for survival, and it can change in an instant. And the species that are engulfed in nature are like the ones that can survive and propagate and duplicate and reproduce are the ones that like have DNA suited towards nature's demands. But as soon as, like, nature doesn't care, like that, this banana plant that I've got behind me, like if this room suddenly got really cold overnight, it would die because it hasn't got the ability to adapt that quickly. Fortunately, as humans running businesses and markets, we can be far more receptive. We don't have leaves and we have conscious minds, but most people act like they are the banana plant one day, just because this thing will die if it's in like a cold room. And so like if you are trying to operate your business and you're like a banana plant, and suddenly the market changes its needs and you don't want to change the needs because it's how you've always done it, then you'll be fucked. So just bear this in mind. Just remember this for the future as you move forward in business. It never matters what you need, want, desire, like, hate, love. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if you love doing sales calls in a certain way. If it doesn't work and the market isn't receptive to buying through that way, then you're fucked. It doesn't matter if, like, you think cold calls don't work, because if they work and you don't do them, then you're losing opportunities and the market will kind of, well, it won't be, but won't give you what you want. And I really wish I'd learned this earlier on, but it's only now that I've recognized that it's true. And I'm like, actually, like, because I see it all the time with clients, and then like they're sending me their offers or they're sending me their cold emails. And I'm like, you've written this for you. Like, this offer suits you. This cold email copy suits you. It suits your needs. It doesn't speak to what the market truly wants. People are like, yeah, I'm sending like, you know, 10, 20 cold emails a day. Like, dude, send like 200. If you send 10 to 20 emails a day, it's because you're running your business for you, right? And what I mean by that is it's like you're comfortable and you like sending a lower volume of emails because it feels easier for you. But what is easy for you, it doesn't matter. So just be careful as you're running your company and as you're growing and getting more experience in business, try and use this rule as the precipice as the underpinning and precipice for every decision that you make. Because if all your business decisions relevant to your client-facing or customer-facing activities are underpinned by what is best for the customer, then you'll win. I'll leave you with this in closing. Jeff Bezos, arguably one of the most impressive entrepreneurs of our generation, who learned from Sam Walton. He calls this eating your customer's complexity. What that basically means is you want to take all of the shit that your clients face and eat it, right? And obviously we're not eating real feces, that would be very questionable. But Jeff knew this and Bezos knew this, where think about what, like how many problems Amazon solves. It's not just giving everyone like everything at the lowest price, which is a hard enough problem, but it's getting it to them the next day and having all the support they could need. That requires, I can't even explain how much work that takes, but it's like, if you want to just solve part of your client's problem, or another thing is course sellers online, you've probably been through some bad courses, we all have, right? It becomes very obvious to me when a course creator is creating the course for themselves, not for the market, because the course is just shit, right? When we produce videos for our program, they are like 2 to 3 hour long, mega detailed videos that clients actually complain about sometimes because they're so long and detailed that like, shit, I've got to do this work. And I'm like, okay, but it doesn't matter how you feel because I'm giving you what you need, not what you want. So yeah, that's just a lesson that I've learned, and I thought it might be useful for you to understand, and it served me very well. It's made me quite a lot of money, and I'm sure it will go on to make me more money. I think you have to just accept the fact that like, you don't matter. No, you matter on a spiritual level to you and your independent consciousness and your family and such, but the market doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about your emotions. It doesn't care about your fears. It doesn't care about your anxieties. It doesn't care about your petty desires. It doesn't care about your narcissisms. It doesn't care that you like desperately need the clients. It doesn't care. You don't matter to the market, right? The market should matter to you. And if you learn that and you apply it in your business, you'll be fine. So that's everything for today's video. I hope you found it useful. If you did, please consider subscribing. And also you can add any comments if you agree or disagree. You can also like the video. When you like a YouTube video, it actually tells YouTube's algorithm to show you more content like what you've liked. So if your current YouTube feed is just full of shit that doesn't help you, then if you like this, it will show you more videos like this. If you are a social media marketing agency owner, coach or consultant, and you have a struggle with client acquisition and can't seem to book appointments for the life of you, then click the first link in the description. It's a funnel. It's designed to sell you something. It's not a 997 course. But if you do need some help with that, or your mindset's a bit fucked, we can also help with that. Everything from me. I hope you have a good day, and I'll see you in the next video. Have a great one.